The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Well, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Oh, it's raining out and I didn't even feel any drips on me. It's weird. I looked in the puddles and I saw the little drips and I waited and I didn't feel any drips on me.
Wow.
What does that say? I don't know.
I don't know. You live in a bubble?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I'm Lynn.
And I'm Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we are with you every Thursday morning at 8:30. In the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial.
And 88.1 WSBR in Lee.
Is it still called a dial?
Is it still called what?
You know how we had radios and there was a dial, a literal dial?
Oh, well, not on this board.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
alrighty then. There's a couple. You have got lots of dials.
Yeah.
You have lots of dials. So we first want to do a shout out to Mary.
Mary.
Do you want to say her last name?
Mary Wright.
Yes.
W-R-I-G-H-T.
And she probably forever got the typical joke, Mary Wright, are you ever wrong? I can just hear the kids in school. So we're not going to do that, Mary.
No.
We want to thank you for emailing us. We love getting emails. Yours was special. What was the Commonwealth thing?
She gave us the rest of the Commonwealth states in the country.
Oh, okay.
There's four of them.
My head went to a different place. And there are, I thought there was only one.
But there's four.
Do you remember what they are?
I remember Kentucky was one.
The Commonwealth of Kentucky. D.C. is not a commonwealth. D.C. is a district. Washington, D.C. is a... She just went cross-eyed. Well, I went District of D.C.
Columbia.
District of Columbia. Right?
Right.
Okay. Kentucky is a commonwealth. I'll have to look up her email.
Okay.
Because it's in there.
It is.
It's in there. Did she say she wanted to come on our show?
Not yet.
Hey, hey.
I offered.
Hey.
Spice it up. Come on and spice it up for us.
All right. Let's see. Mary Wright. Oh, gosh. This is the second one. This was your reply.
So you have Mary 1 and Mary 2.
Yes. Yeah, so do you have...
We have more Marys.
And I have... I can't find it. I have a quote. We'll find it, Mary. Don't worry.
I've got it, yeah. Anyway.
Opportunities don't happen. You create them. That was a quote from Chris Grosser.
Thank you, Chris.
Do we know who he is?
No, but thank you, Chris.
Do you know George Eliot?
Well, yeah.
George Eliot said, it's never too late to be what you might have been.
He was a weird fellow. He's a poet.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, the Colonel. Do you know when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken?
When he was in high school?
60s. He was in the, okay. He was in his 60s.
I knew that.
And he started it with his first Social Security check. Good old Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, I love the
It's never too late. And I love his chicken.
Uh-huh.
And we don't have a Kentucky Fried Chicken here any longer.
No.
Which is really sad.
In a way, it's good because I'd be there.
I would be there too. You had to have the mashed potatoes. You had to have the gravy, the coleslaw, the biscuit. You had to have it all.
Had the meal.
Yeah, you had to have the meal. I remember when my kids were young, I could go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get a meal deal for $11.99.
Wow.
And it was the bucket of chicken. It was the mashed potatoes, a family size.
Yeah, yeah.
The coleslaw, the gravy, the biscuits, and a cake. And
all for 11?
Soda. And a two-liter bottle of soda.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, $11.99.
Those were years ago.
A small cake, but it was a little cake. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, here we go talking about food again. Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have two are false, two are true, and one is false. The universe's color, the average color of the universe, is called cosmic latte.
Oh, I like it.
That could be true, and it could be false. A chicken once lived for 20 months without a head.
As we're talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. Oh.
And the sun makes the sound, but we can't hear it.
Well, is this just so obvious? It's crazy. I mean, if we were to think of this as, like, so obvious, we would think it's the chicken. And I'm not giving my answer because how could that happen? You have no head, you have no brain, it's over.
But they say that the chickens keep running around
for 20 days. How long? 20 days or did you say
20 months?
20 months with no head.
Yep.
It's a trick question. I hope if that's not false, you have an explanation.
Maybe.
All right. So I'm going to actually talk about, it's a continuation of things that I've talked about maybe a week ago or maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh, good, because I am too.
Oh, good, because I had more and I really liked it.
Okay.
I really liked it. And it was about what not, all right, I'll it says, it may sound counterintuitive, but passing on heirlooms to your children can create conflict. If you own a painting, a vase, a piece of furniture, whatever, that's been a source of tension maybe among your children, consider selling it now, dividing the proceeds. You can avoid future fights.
Right.
Or if you have things that are special to you that your kids don't care about at all.
Right.
You need to learn what to get rid of. So what we talked about were things to get rid of.
Right.
And we did, did we do dirty laundry?
We did laundry. Yes, okay. We did.
Rejected gifts. Oh.
Rejected gifts.
If your kids already declined that discount cookware that you've been stashing or other unwanted gifts that you've had in a closet.
Yeah.
Let them go.
Oh.
Unopened presents, whether from or for your children.
Maybe they don't know what's inside of them, so they would like it.
Maybe. They should be donated or returned while they still have value. Or maybe they need unopened gifts from your children to you. They got you that air popcorn maker, and you don't want the air popcorn maker, but you, of course, what? Don't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
So you have the whole opening of the gift saying, oh, my gosh, this is so cool. It's air. I don't have to put any butter in it. Oh, my gosh, when we watch a movie, we can pop popcorn, and it would be great.
And then give it back to them.
You never open it, and then give it back or leave it somewhere so they'll find it when it's your demise.
But not in the package. That would say, she never used it.
Right. But if it's in the package, people.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Suck it up. Goodbye.
All right.
Do you have a pen?
I do, but it's way over here.
Okay. That's okay. Go ahead. I'll unplug, and I will get one. I'll be back.
I love to watch clouds. They look like great big, soft, fluffy things that couldn't weigh an ounce. But a cloud weighs about 1 million tons. A cloud typically has a volume of around 1 kilometer, three, I don't know what that is, and a density. Oh, see, now this is not in American. It's English or Canadian or something. That's a density that's around 4% lower than the air surrounding it. This is how they're able to float. But they do. They weigh tons.
They do. And it is amazing when you're in an airplane and you just fly through it.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing.
And if you touched it, it wouldn't be...
Nothing.
It's solid.
It would be solid?
It would be solid. It would be heavy. The bottom part of it would be heavy.
The whole cloud. Not just a piece of the cloud. Like if you were in an airplane and you reached out the window and you touched a piece of the cloud, it'd be different than touching the cloud itself.
Geronimo.
Yeah, it's a lot of water. It's a lot of water. So the pen I got didn't have any ink in it, but I did find another. I found another. But I had this funky paper. So somebody gave me some printer paper, and it's funky. So when you write on it with a pen, it's difficult. It's like a textured kind of maybe like a wedding invitation kind of feel paper.
Oh.
In the old days, not
but
now.
But the printing on the
came out fine.
Computer is
fine. Yeah.
Okay.
So dust. Don't leave dust.
Dust.
D-U-S-T. Dust.
That ship has sailed.
A dusty, unclean home creates work and stress for those left behind. If you can, invest in deep cleaning right now. It makes your space more comfortable now and easier to manage later.
Do you know how much that would cost?
Well, part of it one can do by themselves.
Oh, heck no. deep cleaning? I don't think so.
I can tell you with my job,
yeah,
I've experienced that dozens of times. And I've experienced the family having to deal with the mess, the stuff.
Yep.
It's not good. It's not that they're mad.
No.
They're overwhelmed, totally overwhelmed. And it's an emotional time already. And now they have to deal with that. And it's difficult.
It's funny, but when you started reading these the other week, I started looking around and thinking about what I wanted to get rid of and saying, I don't want them to find that.
So what did you do?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet. But you identified.
I did a few things, yeah.
Yeah.
Thought about it.
Uh-huh.
Didn't think about deep cleaning, but...
Thought about the stuff.
Yep.
Did you start putting it in a little pile?
No, because I've got piles. I live with piles. Okay, giraffes. The lovely animal, giraffes. They're 30 times more likely to get hit by lightning than people.
That's understandable.
There are only 5 well-documented fatal lightning strikes on giraffes between 1996 and 2010, but due to the population of the species being just 140,000 during this time, it makes for about 0.003 lightning deaths per 1,000 giraffes each year.
Wow.
This is 30 times the equivalent fatality rate for humans.
Hmm.
I mean, they've got built-in
problems. So maybe they should make little helmets they can put on them with the lightning rod sticking up in the air. Oh,
no.
That wouldn't be good either.
No, that would be even worse.
That would be really bad.
Okay.
Okay.
You heard it here first, folks.
Encyclopedias. So there may
be... Do you still have them?
There may be somebody listening that doesn't know what an encyclopedia is.
Ah.
I think
it's a book of knowledge.
Uh-huh. maybe if I said encyclopedias to my grandchildren, they'd say, what?
It's like a thesaurus and a dictionary all in one.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, almost every household should have or did have a set of encyclopedias.
Yep. Go to the grocery store and get one.
They were alphabetical, and you would buy the whole set, and they weren't cheap.
No, they weren't.
And you would have everything from A to Z about history, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And then every year, if you were part of the subscription, or I think you could maybe buy it, you'd get the year update book.
That's
what
right.
What happened in that
That's
year.
Right. I forgot about that.
And that was how we studied and found out about events.
Before Google.
History. It was our encyclopedias or our library.
And they were fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
But think about how limited. I mean, we know everything in a split second.
Yeah.
About what happens.
Yeah.
So if you have those encyclopedias, everyone, they're bulky, they're outdated. They are outdated,
recently.
But the information's not outdated. The information
right.
is, unless it changed, like Columbus, the whole thing about Columbus.
He didn't and, go anywhere.
Emilio Vespucci and how it wasn't Columbus that saw the land. It was good old, I think his name was Emilio Vespucci. Does that sound right?
Sounds right.
I think he's the one that said land. And if we got deeper into this, they didn't even discover it. It was really already there, and people were living there, and it wasn't
there. Yeah.
So you've got to, you can't really donate them. They're hard to donate. They're hard to sell. If anyone in the family wants them, it's time to let them go. And I wonder if in the future, once they're mostly gone, if the ones that are left would be valuable.
Worth something?
Yeah, like in, 800 years.
Yeah, I'm really thinking about that.
Yeah, you may be able to get $1,000 if there's money then. Who knows?
Earth's rotation is changing speed. It's actually slowing. This means that on average, the length of a day increases by around 1.8 seconds per century. 600 million years ago, a day lasted just 21 hours.
Interesting.
So we're slowing down.
Slowing down. Can you feel it? Wait. Just wait.
Yeah.
Feel it?
Yeah. I've been slowing down for the last 30 years.
Record players. Well, here's a funny thing about this. It says, while vinyl is back in style, broken or incomplete record players usually aren't worth keeping. If yours is damaged or collecting dust, recycle or dispose of it responsibly.
Yep.
Yeah. If it's broken, yeah.
Nobody's going to want it.
I actually saw in a video a turntable that, our turntables were always flat.
Yeah.
It was on its side. It was up and down.
Craig had one. I still have it.
That's pretty cool. Does it work?
I don't know. I haven't tried it.
Do you have vinyl records?
His, yeah.
You could try it. Seems kind of strange, but it looked a little cool. But yeah, record players. Oh, everybody had one.
Of course, I may not like the music that he would listen to.
But you may.
It would be.
What would it be?
Classical music.
Yeah.
Very deep and dark.
Really?
Yeah. He liked it.
Like some of the Phantom of the...
And band music.
Oh, big band?
No. High school bands.
Marching bands?
College bands.
College bands? They make albums out of college band music?
Yeah.
Really? Really? That's interesting.
He found them.
Wow. Maybe they're worth something.
Okay, Mars isn't actually round. Unlike any other rocky planet in the solar system, Mars is actually shaped like a rugby ball but with different sizes along all three axes. So I'm having a problem figuring that out.
It has
three axes?
A rug, shaped like a rug. Isn't a rugby ball kind of round?
That's what I always thought.
Wait a minute. Is rugby like football?
Like what?
Is rugby a kind of football?
A little more, I think.
An oval-shaped ball, typically featuring four panels, which is used in rugby, and it's similar to the American football.
Huh.
What planet?
You don't wear any padding.
I don't think so.
So you don't have the same kind of kits that the football players have.
It's not pointy on the ends.
No.
It's smooth.
So it's easy for somebody to take it away from you.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's a fight.
Yeah.
Rugby is a fight.
It has flatter ends designed for underhand passing and specific aerodynamic end-over-end flight.
Okay.
I've never watched rugby, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like it?
I had a favorite team for about, a nanosecond.
And then on to something else.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, I'm here. What am I here? Oh, I'm here at the bottom line already. The bottom line of all of this is passing down meaningful items can be a beautiful gesture, but only if they're wanted and manageable. Start conversations with your children now and let them choose what's important to keep.
And if they change their minds, well, too bad.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because I know that that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
As they get older. I know as I get older and I think about things I didn't want that were my parents.
Yeah.
It changed. And I it's more meaningful to me. I would want them. You know what I'm saying?
I think so, simply because they were theirs.
Yeah. Like I had some of my mom's dishes. She had several sets of dishes.
I remember when she used these.
And I sold a set. And that was a while back. And once in a while I go, oh, gosh, kind of wish I had those. Weird. But then I think, what would I do with them?
Keep them in a cabinet.
And then what happens when I go? My kids have them and they don't want them. But do they? No.
Wearing a tie, I want all of these men who are listening. Wearing a tie can reduce blood flow to the brain by 7.5%. A study in 2018 found that wearing a necktie can reduce the blood flow to your brain by up to 7.5%, which can make you feel dizzy, nauseous, and cause headaches. They can also increase the pressure in your eyes if on too tight and are great at carrying germs.
Ah, that needs to be on a billboard. How sad is that if you do wear a tie and you have those symptoms and you think it's something else?
I'm thinking, boy, is it tight. That's got to be one tight necktie.
Yeah. So here's the thing. You buy your shirt. If you're a size 17 collar, you get an 18, and then you keep your tie a little bit loose. And let's go a step further.
Don't wear the tie.
Well, other types of clothing. Brassieres are very tight.
Yes.
Back in the day when people wore girdles, that's very tight. And then when we squeeze into those jeans that we have to lay on the bed button. To button the button, yeah, and zip them up. Oh, those are too tight.
All right. It's not just you guys that are with it.
When you were younger, did you ever have to, when you were putting on your jeans, did you ever have to lay on the bed to zip them up?
Yeah.
Did you ever have to take a coat hanger and put the hook in the zipper hole and pull the zipper up while you're laying on the bed?
No, I've never done that.
I did. And that was a skinny little thing. I can't imagine how tight the jeans were, you know, hip hugger jeans.
What size were they, zero?
Oh, I don't know, but I was a little, I was skinny. I was tall, but I was
tall.
Skinny.
Yeah.
But I think it was just the thing. You wore the hip huggers that were really tight, and you had no muffin top. You just, you know, you just got them real tight and zipped them up with a coat hanger.
I remember those muffin tops.
Oh, gosh.
I got them now.
Yeah. We didn't have them then. No.
Okay.
Let's see. I have 11 habits. These 11 habits will make people quickly dislike you. And this is from...
What is it? Tablet?
Habits.
Oh, habits.
This is written by etiquette experts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so the first one is if you say to someone, I'm just being myself.
That's an insult?
That is something that's going to make people not like you. And I'll tell you, this is what it says. So if you say to someone, I'm just being myself, it's rarely a good excuse, at least not in other people's minds. Nothing shows a truer sense of arrogance than someone constantly claiming, I'm just being myself, to justify their rude behavior.
Hmm.
And this doctor is Dr. Freeman. Sounds German. Can you do a German accent?
Not very much.
Okay. This was in Parade magazine.
Okay.
It doesn't justify anything. It simply illustrates an inability to accept responsibility.
For your action.
For being rude.
Ah.
Big there.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's kind of it's an excuse. Just being myself. Don't go there. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
The fear of long words is called...
Oh, she looks like she's taking off in her chair.
Hippopotomonstrosesquipedalophobia.
Well, that's a long word.
The 36-letter word was first used by the Roman poet Horace in the 1st century BCE to criticize those writers with an unreasonable penchant for long words. It was American poet Amy Neshulcum-Mathilhill, possibly afraid of her own surname, who coined the term, we now know it, in 2000.
Where do these words come from? Why do they have to be like that? Why?
Hippopotamonstrous.
Sounds like something you see in a zoo. Yeah.
It's people who think they're so literate and everything, they can use all these big fancy words and everything, and nobody wants them.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to listen to it.
No. No. You know hippopotamus doesn't swim?
Yes, I do know that.
Did we talk about that?
Yes, because I said that they walk along the bottom of the water.
Yeah.
And they can sleep underneath.
I told my granddaughter about that.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was pretty cool when I told her how they raise up while they're sleeping automatically to get air, and then they go back down.
Yep.
And how there's times in a zoo, I think I told you, I've seen the hippos kind of... rise and fall,
yeah.
And I wonder if that's what was happening.
Sure.
I thought that was a really cool fact.
All right.
All right. Being overly political.
Oh, please.
In a non-political setting.
Oh, gosh.
This says, the PSA, public service announcement we need right now, is, this is in quotes, no one has ever thanked an overly political person for shouting their opinions at people who don't enjoy their same views. There's a time and a place for these discussions. But he says, this is Dr. Freeman again, pinpointing it requires reading the room. Know your audience to save your breath from people you know don't care.
Right. That's most people.
This instantly dislikable habit dovetails nicely into another one, another common one in the modern era. So you need to...
Which is what?
Know your audience.
Ah.
You need to learn to know your audience.
I mean, at a rally, maybe okay, but...
Yeah, but nowhere else. No place else.
Mount Everest. They always say that's the tallest mountain in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. It's the tallest mountain on Earth. It's not. Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa in Hawaii, the twin volcanoes, are taller than Mount Everest.
Oh.
At 42 kilometers of their height, submerged underwater. The twin volcanoes measure a staggering 10.2 kilometers in total, compared to Everest's paltry 8.8.
Oh. Would you ever have an interest in climbing any of them?
Never.
No?
No.
Mm-mm, me either.
I watch other people do it and
yep,
say, oh.
Yep. Oh, have you ever seen that? The people who do, what do they call it?
Rock climbing without...
But it's called free basing? Not free basing.
No, but they don't have any lines.
Nothing. Nothing. There's a documentary that I watched, or maybe it was a movie. They're both... I guess a documentary is a movie, right? About this young guy who did that. And he was an interesting guy. And it was really scary to me.
Did he?
No. Yes. No, he didn't. And he just kept doing it. He had these goals and these places he wanted to climb and nothing. He had nothing. He had nothing. I can't believe anybody would do that.
No. I saw a picture of one guy who was doing that, and he was looking over his shoulder because his glasses were falling down.
And he had to let them go.
He had to let them go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's, no. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Here's another one, a habit that will make people quickly dislike you, never admitting you're wrong. Ouch.
That's true.
Opinions still aren't facts. And no one is perfect. Contrary to the vibes on social media, copying this attitude is a major turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
No one loves being around a person who refuses to face the fact that they have been wrong.
Right.
Even the most arrogant person.
Wrong.
Pardon me?
I said right, but I mean wrong.
You mean wrong, yeah, right? Are you wrong? Are you right? Did you just say you're wrong?
No.
Oh. Most arrogant person can argue with the statistical fact that no one person is correct 100% of the time.
It's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Earth's poles are moving. The North and South Poles are moving. This magnetic reversal of the North and South Pole has happened 171 times in the past 71 million years. We're overdue a flip. It could come soon as the North Pole is moving at around 55 kilometers per year, an increase over the 15 kilometer per year up until 1990. So they're switching places, the North and the South.
50, how many kilometers per year?
55
kilometers?
Yep.
So what is that? 55 kilometers is 34 miles. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Really, that doesn't make sense to me. Wouldn't it already have taken place?
It's...
34 miles a year?
It's doing it slowly.
But it's 34 miles a year. No wonder I've been getting headaches. Oh, my gosh.
And they're moving faster than they were before.
Okay. All righty.
We got time for a break.
All right. We will see you in a momento.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television. Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBRFM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
All right, and we're back.
And we are back.
This is the second half of our show. We're doing a show called Stuff. And I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And it's Thursday, and on we go.
All right. Is it my turn?
It is your turn to tell me what your true or false are.
Oh.
That I think is just really, I think is just obvious.
Okay.
All right.
The universe's average color is called cosmic latte. A chicken once lived for 20 months without a head. The sun makes a sound, but we can't hear it.
Okay. Latte. Oh, yeah. Vanilla latte with a little bit of foam on the top, and then they draw a heart. They draw a heart on it. Or you could get a cappuccino, and they can draw a heart on the top of your cappuccino and then give you a little tiny biscuit on the side with a little tiny spoon.
What are you talking?
Dreaming. Oh. I'm dreaming.
Okay.
Okay, more habits that will make people quickly dislike you. Constantly checking your phone.
Uh-huh.
Our devices have become our fifth limbs. So even well-mannered types commit this faux pas, which is often called fubbing.
Flubbing?
P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G.
Fubbing.
Fubbing. For some people, the phone has become the item that brings them comfort, a sense of security.
Aww.
And this is an etiquette expert that has said this. Her name is Rosalinda Randall. Others feel important by constantly checking and being on their phones. They wouldn't want to miss out on closing a deal or reading an email. It can also be used to avoid or limit conversations with others.
Do you know where my phone is right now?
At home.
In the car.
In the car.
Outside the building.
Outside the building. Mine is with me. But the whole phone thing, we were actually talking last night about someone who was at someone else's home visiting with them,
mm-hmm.
and they kept going on their phone. Yeah. Okay, no. Listen, everybody. Come on. We're losing our social skills. It's don't do it. Then there's the family who has everyone come over for a holiday or dinner or whatever and has a basket at the door. And everyone that comes in
has
puts
their phone
in the basket. Really, don't disconnect from other people. It's rude.
What do you do when somebody won't put their phone in?
You know, that is a problem person. I'm sorry. That is a, all right, you want me to go? I'm going to run with this. That's a selfish, ungrateful, egotistical. Should I go on? Self-serving.
Okay.
Yeah. That you probably maybe would think, I don't even want that person in my home then. Now, if you're a doctor and you're on call, well, that's a different story. That's important. But other things can wait. How did we make things wait when we didn't have, you know, when we drove on the turnpike to go somewhere in our cars, we were disconnected.
It was lovely.
Huh? And how did the world continue?
There is so many car accidents.
Yeah. And going on vacation was a vacation. It wasn't technology, bringing your technology with you. It was vacation.
I wonder what the next thing they invent that will do that.
I don't know. But, yeah, and I know that things, you know, we'd always hear, you know, if you have a phone and you can do it on your phone, you're going to save so much time.
Yeah.
And then you can spend it with your family. Okay, do you think that happened? No, we just fill the time with more work and more distractions and, yeah.
I caught myself doing that the other day. I was on the charger, and I'm thinking, it's hurry up, it's not charging. It's like, whoa,
yeah.
Wait a minute, I got to leave the room.
yeah. Uh-huh.
It's easy to do.
Yes, it is.
When you cut a worm in two, it regenerates.
A worm?
A worm. That said, this only works if it cuts widthways and not all will. Earthworms can regrow their tails, and the planarian flatworm can regrow its whole body from a tiny sliver of tissue.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I lose my arm, and then in 2 weeks it grows back.
Yeah.
Ah.
So here's the key, then. If you really want to get rid of a worm, you have to squish it. You have to squish it.
You have to cut it lengthwise.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah. I don't like, I never liked the worm squishing or stepping on a worm when I was a kid, or I couldn't. Mm.
Well, they look, they're big enough that they look like they're somebody.
No.
So that you don't want to hurt them.
I just don't like the squish.
Oh.
It's just mushy. It's mushy.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever killed a worm. I've killed mosquitoes and flies.
We all have.
We have. And we've stepped on worms. And we've probably driven over worms.
Oh.
Yes. And squirrels. Because squirrels don't really understand how to cross the street.
They have. Never mind.
It's, oh, gotta go. Oh, no, gotta go back. Gotta go. Oh, no, gotta go. No, gotta go back. Gotta go back.
They have problems with their sight.
All right. Here's another thing that will make people dislike you immediately. You tell all. Dr. Randall notes that tell-alls can struggle with oversharing, such as giving TMI about romantic escapades.
Oh.
Some people pride themselves on being an open book, not realizing that not everyone cares for the audio version of your book. Others like or need the attention. They need people to see how spectacular their life is, or they may be longing to establish a relationship.
If you get to know somebody, you can figure that out for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And there's people who just can't stand the silence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's me. You know that's me. I can't do silence.
It's her.
Yeah. And it's not I can't do silence, so I go on about things that it's TMI. I don't think.
No, not really.
It's that I need to keep the conversation going.
Of course, I won't tell him what you told me the other week.
Really? Well, like the other day when we were driving.
Yeah.
And the conversation just flowed. I don't think either one of us was TMI or...
No.
It just kept... It was like I always say it's like a dance.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you know, you kind of do it, and it's like a ping pong And it's like a ping pong game. You share, I share, you share, I share. Bounce and bounce and bing, 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 bing.
Now I'm going to wonder what goes on in her head. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
All righty.
Oh, I did that one. Okay, I was
bing,
waiting.
For... Bing, 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 bing,
bing. The moon looks upside down in the southern hemisphere.
Repeat.
The moon looks upside down in the southern hemisphere. Compared to the northern hemisphere, anyway. This means that the man in the moon is upside down in the southern hemisphere and looks more like a rabbit. I'm trying to picture how that would look like a rabbit.
I don't know, but is there really... Do we just... Is there really... When you look at the moon, do you see where it could be the man in the moon, the face?
No.
I don't either. Remember we used to say the moon was made of cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So
why?
I think because of the whole Swiss cheese. Or maybe all the brown spots maybe look like moldy cheese. No, that would be green. Upside down.
Yep.
You interrupt. So let me tell you, I always reference my family. My father could not stand being interrupted or anybody being interrupted to the point where if he was speaking.
Well, now, it's a
thank you. What does it say? Quickly dislike you. If he were speaking, and because he had three daughters, so we were talkers, and he'd be speaking, and we'd interject something into his. He would not accept that. That was not acceptable. And if we were out with other people, and you get the talking across the table and everything. If my father were talking and people would start talking, my father's tone would go up a little bit, and he'd just keep right on talking, keep talking, or he'd come right out and say, "I'm not finished. I was talking," and not in a way like, "Oh, just a minute. I was talking." It's, "I'm not finished. I'm not talking. I'm talking." Yeah, didn't like it. So it says, not letting others have the floor is one way to tank like ability fast. Okay, let me turn my page. An interruption now and then throughout a conversation can make it more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. However, when the interruption is constant or irrelevant, it'll cause tension and shut down the conversation. Ouch.
It's just mean.
Ouch.
Did you know that you can be heavily pregnant and not realize?
I've heard of that.
Cryptic pregnancies. Cryptic pregnancies aren't that uncommon. With 1 in 500 not recognized until at least halfway through, and 1 in 2,500 not known until labor starts. Can you imagine how you could...
Uh-uh.
I mean, how late do you think you are?
Yeah. I have heard of that, and that's really strange. And I don't know if the person's just really large and doesn't realize, or because if you're smaller, you'd notice. But then again, like you said, there's other things that happen
right,
that make you realize you're pregnant. That's interesting and very creepy. I did feel a little nauseated this morning.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't know. What the heck? Here's another one.
What?
You're defensive instead of curious. Constructive criticism can sting, and disagreements can feel awkward. Still, an etiquette pro says it's crucial to open your mind rather than digging in by default. Defensiveness shuts down growth and repair, says Dr. Genevieve Dreitzen. She is a CEO and co-founder of Fresh Starts Registry and a modern-day etiquette and boundaries expert. Curiosity invites understanding and connection.
Give me an example.
Of?
Defensiveness.
Oh. So.
You accuse somebody of something?
No. You're being accused of something you know what? You were in my car and you took money out of my ashtray. I'm just making up something. And then the person who's obviously guilty says,
I did not.
No, says, well, you know, I needed the money. I don't understand why you would be upset with me taking that because I needed it. And they would defend themselves.
Oh, okay.
Defend themselves.
All right.
So it's the defensiveness that doesn't get anywhere.
It doesn't happen very often.
And it's saying curiosity invites understanding and connection. So that's the second one. So there was two. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good that you don't do that. Okay.
What was that?
That's good that you don't do that.
No.
Yeah.
Because I'm not usually guilty.
Yeah. It's like the day that I forgot we had to be here at 9.
Yeah.
I came in and I felt terrible and I apologized.
Yeah.
Defending myself would have been, well, I couldn't help it, you know, because I didn't set my clocks or my hair wasn't right. And that's not good.
Okay.
Okay.
Bacteria
I love
on your skin causes itches.
Oh, is that why we have to scratch?
Bacteria known as Staphylococcus aureus. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. Pronunciation. Anyway, it can release a chemical that activates a protein in our nerves. It sends a signal from our skin to our brains, which our brain perceives as an itch.
Oh.
I know.
So when we scratch it, do we scratch the bacteria off?
Yeah.
Oh. 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 I thought it was just a little dry skin.
Can't do that anymore.
Ingrown hair. Here's another one. Oh, this is funny. You're chronically late without acknowledgement.
Oh.
Yeah. Things happen, but making a habit of being tardy to the party and acting like it's no big deal. Yeah, tardy to the party. And acting like it's no big deal can make people dislike you. You constantly have an excuse or a reason why you're late, and it happens all the time. It's not caring of another's time, plans, or their energy. We can always control being late. We can control acknowledging it. Let's start over. We can't always control being late, but we can control acknowledging being late.
Yep.
You don't have to apologize. You just have to recognize. Well, I'm sorry. Well, there you go. I think you got to apologize.
Yeah.
I guess I disagree with that. You recognize and apologize.
That's the same thing as saying, well, I don't care that you don't care.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
Have you figured out which one is true and which is false?
You know, I haven't figured it out. I'm guessing because it just seems so bizarre, but it could be a trick question, so go ahead.
The universe's average color is called cosmic latte. In a 2002 study, astronomers found that the light coming from galaxies averaged into a beige color that's close to white.
So that's true?
That's true.
Okay, I would have said true.
The sun makes a sound, but we can't hear it.
I think that's true.
In the form of pressure waves, the sun does make a sound. The wavelength of the pressure waves from the sun is measured in hundreds of miles, however, meaning they are far beyond the range of human hearing.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. So our little chicken.
A chicken once lived for 20 months without a head is false because a chicken once lived for 18 months without a head.
What?
Mike the Chicken's incredible feat was recorded back in 1940s in the USA. He survived as his jugular vein and most of his brain stem were left mostly intact, ensuing just enough brain function remained for survival. In the majority of cases, a headless chicken dies in a matter of minutes.
Wait a minute. How can they be attached and all if the head's gone?
Because they cut it off cleanly so that your neck and everything is still there.
Oh, I hate to think about this when people were beheaded in the past. If they cut them in the right place, they're still alive.
Oh, my gosh.
But if you are still alive, do you know you are? Because you don't have a brain anymore. So you don't even know you're alive because your brain's gone. Oh, this is dark.
Okay. Thank you for listening, everybody. Views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.